Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. How many of you are familiar with the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament? Well, if you're not familiar with it, it's time to get on with the groove. It was established in 2011, and essentially the Nelson Mandela Children's Foundation, alongside other NGOs, have really done a stellar job in bringing children to be part of policy formulation. On the line with us is Sam Kemguni, who is Youth Leadership Program Manager at the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund. On the line with us, thank you very much. I appreciate you making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening, and it's a pleasure.
So, you know, I think I've summed it up a little bit, but just maybe elaborate a little bit on what exactly is the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament?
Okay, so the Children's Parliament was essentially started in honor of Nelson Mandela, and children across South Africa gather from all 9 provinces to speak on the issues facing children and raise them at a policy level. So it's not just talk for the sake of talk, but it's to change policy and legislation.
And, you know, I know and I understand that Parliament itself gets involved in this process. So how does what is, you know, what the outcomes of the Children's Parliament feed into Parliament?
So this year, after many, many years, we haven't had this because Parliament rotates to the provinces. Parliament was at National Parliament. And firstly, how it feeds into Parliament is that children get to understand how Parliament works, how legislation is set. And then secondly, we have our children speaking directly to ministers within the parliamentary setting. So ministers are not getting secondhand information from children or about children, but they're hearing directly from children. And this affects essentially how they make their decisions and factor children in their plans and strategies.
This year's theme was quite importantly budgeting and planning. Let's talk to that and how these young people were able to inform what it is essentially budgets do in helping them get service delivery directly affecting their lives.
Okay, so the theme was very, very important. Amongst all the rights that children have within our constitution, one of the rights that children don't often enjoy is the rights of participation. Often when we are going to have bills passed as adults, we're able to participate and make comments. But children's rights and the spending of government money when it comes to children's issues is one where children don't often have a say. So having this as a theme means that children are able to make sure that what is essentially public money and therefore in their right to comment on it is spent according to their needs. So children get to not only understand how public money is spent, the levels of government, but they also get to say, okay, we need this money to ensure our safety, for example, as a key priority. And places of play need to be prioritized, which is a thing that I think is often overlooked when budgets are made.
I mean, I've touched a little bit on other partners, but I want to specifically focus on the likes of UNICEF and Save the Children and their significance in this partnership.
So UNICEF, as an example, just this weekend, right after Parliament, literally the day after, we landed from Cape Town and went into a workshop with UNICEF with other children. Firstly, to link their rights to budgets through a training program. So UNICEF is a very key technical partner for us. As a global organization, they also link us to UNCRC, which are some of the United Nations child rights conventions that are more global. Save the Children, being a local South African NGO, is our partner as well. They are very strong on child participation. So we all work together to ensure that, you know, technical expertise is shared amongst ourselves, and then we support government because government is often running quite thin when it comes to technical expertise in some of these areas specific to children.
You know, we often neglect the issue of children participation, and I often only hear about it when it's Children's Month, you know, those kind of big events. But generally, we really do neglect them. And I just want you to talk a little bit to why it's so significant for us to, in every aspect of our lives, to include children's voices.
I mean, children are the most vulnerable in our society. When we talk about gender-based violence, we don't only include women, we also include children as victims of GBV. Children often don't have a voice. If you compound that with the fact that children not only have a voice, but then they're also children with disabilities, you can imagine that those children are even more vulnerable. So having a platform for children that is national is of critical importance. But the Children's Parliament is not the only platform. Within our homes, as mothers, as fathers, we ought to give children a voice, within our schools. And even now I've heard in Parliament and just on social media, children that are having disabilities, advocating for even the sign language as a language to be taken more seriously and taught beyond just a workshop. So that means that there are some priorities that we're missing each time when we don't allow children to speak. And what that means is that the future that we're seeing, I mean, being the youngest continent on this globe, and not prioritizing children is literally, we're killing ourselves, because we're not going to have a future that is informed by children. We're not going to have child-centric spaces. And we're going to remain not only in an unequal society, but an unsafe society.
You know, you are celebrating as the fund, Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, 30 years. You know, it's a big, big milestone. I just want us to talk about that particular milestone aligned with the importance of the Children's Parliament.
30 years is such a long, long time to be in action as the Children's Fund. And we're particularly challenged after 30 years to see that the state of children in South Africa, it seems to be worsening if we look at just our headlines. We will remember that when Nelson Mandela started the Children's Fund, he did so because of the scourge of HIV and AIDS. And now that it seems we've overcome HIV and AIDS to some extent, from a stigma decreasing, we're now seeing that children are not safe. So yes, we are very excited to have reached this milestone, but it is where we all need to, as an imperative, as society, work towards the safety of children so that this democracy can actually have legs and meat. We literally need to lead the world on this one. We've led it with democracy. We need to lead it with child safety as well.
I really appreciate you talking to us, and happy 30th to the fund as well. Thank you very much for talking to us, Samgim.
Thank you so much.
Samgim Mguni is the Youth Leadership Program Manager at the Nelson Mandela Fund.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.